This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey everybody, it's Jason Burmis here for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And the last time that I did this, about a couple weeks ago, we were talking Ray Kurzweil, transhumanism. And one of the large aspects that I left out about Kurzweil and transhumanism in general is the transgender link to both. And really, the separation of your biological reality from yourself, not only through the transgender movement, but also pushing virtual personas, the metaverse, and other technologies. And Kurzweil was really one of the first to blend this. Now, last time I was on, I showed a clip of Martine Rothblatt, but we're going to get going right off the bat with Ray Kurzweil and his female virtual persona, Ramona.
Who is Ramona?
Well, this is a project that started a number of years ago. She's a female, she's my female alter ego, and we'll have virtual bodies in these virtual reality environments, particularly when it's through the nervous system. When we have nanobots in our brains that can shut down the signals coming from our real senses, replace them with the signals that your brain would be receiving if you were in the virtual environment, then it'll feel like you're in that virtual environment.
So let's stop it right there. Okay. Now, Ramona is his female virtual persona. You're going to meet Ramona in a moment. But you notice how he's also talking about the level of virtual reality and transhumanism where you don't have a choice, where it's not just a product. When we have nanobots in our brains and nervous system that literally shut off our biological reality, or what I would call our humanity, that's the goal. And then what? Subvert that for some kind of virtual wonderverse where I identify as a woman? Thanks, Ray.
Your body doesn't have to be the same body that you have in real reality. A couple could become each other, for example. And it's okay. And so I wanted to demonstrate how you could do that.
Well, in virtual reality, you can be who you want to be, and you can be where you want to be and with whom you want to be. In virtual reality, you can be someone else. You don't have to be the same boring person all the time. I mean, you all have these personalities inside you that don't quite fit with your bodies in real reality. So basically, most people just, like, kill them all off. Some people don't actually keep any of their personalities, which reminds me of some of my old boyfriends, but that's another story.
Ray, please, tell us about some of your old boyfriends as you encourage those to break from reality and the separate imagination land personas and instead, okay, pursue your metaverse, your mind file, if you will. And when we come back, I'm going to play a clip of Kurzweil. Now, that's all the way back in 2006. Obviously, the technology is way, way farther. But in 1999, when he wrote The Age of Spiritual Machines, okay, and really became what I would call the godfather of the modern-day transhumanist movement, he admits that we won't necessarily create entities that are, in fact, conscious, but instead, these entities will be so persuasive, they convince us that they are conscious. And then we start getting into legal realms and rights, and then what happens? Well, we not only merge with these things, but we also build, it's not just, okay, a transhuman future. It is literally a post-human future that they would like to bring in, folks. That's the reality. Why in the world Would you permit this? Look, I'm all about technology empowering humanity, but certainly not enslaving it. We're going to go further with not only Kurzweil, but this transgender to transhuman link. I am Jason Burmes. You can check me out. I got all sorts of shows right now. Patriot.t, Making Sense of the Madness, TNT Radio, The Jason Burmes Show. But first, go to InfoWarsStore.com and support the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with more after.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. We're talking transhumanism and Ray Kurzweil. So what we're going to do is we are going to jump into this clip of Ray talking about this consciousness that we're going to create, but not really consciousness, really a consciousness off of, how should I say this, a virtual mind file. That's how they put it. So let's hit that clip.
They are the most subtle, complex, deep and rich phenomena that goes on in the human brain. These new entities will evidence that same kind of rich behavior. We will meet machines in the next century. And what I mean by machines is a non-biological entity, an entity that's not a carbon cell based entity, that's not based on DNA guided protein synthesis, but that is nonetheless based on the principles of the methods of the human brain. And they will claim to be conscious. They'll claim to have emotional experiences. They'll claim to have spiritual experiences, hence the title of my book. And unlike entities today, because you can meet virtual personalities in your kids' computer games, these 21st century entities will be very compelling. They'll be very convincing when they evidence these things. And in fact, they'll be very intelligent, so they will succeed in convincing us that they are conscious, that they have emotional experiences, and that they have spiritual experiences. And we'll settle it the way we always settle these issues, which is politically, and most people will be convinced because these entities are going to be very convincing.
Most people will fall for the false replication of how great we are. All right, now, Ray's being a lot more honest here than he currently is, because now he blurs the line and says essentially there's no difference whether they're conscious or not. Well, it makes a difference to me. All right, let's play this one out.
They'll get mad if we don't agree with them.
So. Oh, they'll get mad if we don't. Are we summoning the demon, Ray?
We will come to believe that they are conscious. But that's a little bit different than the philosophical statement that they are conscious. I mean, a lot of people in write-ups on my book have said, well, Ray Kurzweil's predicting conscious machines. My prediction's a little bit different. We're going to have machines that claim to be conscious, and they're going to be very convincing, and we're going to believe them. That's a little bit different than absolutely saying that they are conscious.
That is. It's not a little bit different. It's a whole lot of different, because it shows, again, it's a fabrication. It's not real. Okay? It's falling for a type of deception. Now, I want to bring this into the transgender aspect of this. Now, one of the acolytes, the main acolytes of Kurzweil and this idea, is a person that later wrote a book called Virtually Human with a foreword by Kurzweil. And that is also the author of this book right here, From Transgender, Let's Get Me Out of the Way, to Transhuman. All right, and this is the opener. I want people to understand this. Billions of sexes, just like Ray Kurzweil was telling you all about all these suppressed personalities. There are two sexes, male and female, right? Wrong! In fact, there are a continuum of sex types, ranging from the very male to very female, with countless variations in between. This startling new notion is just now beginning to emerge from feminist thinking, scientific research, and a grassroots movement called transgenderism. Nothing grassroots about it. All about, again, separating you from your biological reality and, in essence, your reality to push this crap. Okay, but listen to this. In the future, labeling people at birth as male or female will be considered just as unfair as South Africa's now abolished practices of stamping black or white on people's ID cards. They're saying if you acknowledge biological reality in this push, you are for apartheid. Meanwhile, they are really, as I'll show later, highlighting two different types of transhumanism. One, they want to trick us into merging with machines, being a serf and slave class that's basically eradicated, that can upload their consciousness, really euthanize yourself for, again, a digital falsehood of yourself. Meanwhile, they want to experiment on the rest of us, and they want to live forever. And this is a bridge to that. Okay, so I mentioned the other books. Virtually Human, that's the one with Kurzweil in the beginning. Then you have Unzipped Genes, which when I started doing lectures on this and videos, someone actually sent me a copy. It's much more than a cover. And some of these you can get in PDF format, just like the From Transgender to Transhuman. Read it for yourself, all right? I mean, I'm not saying these things. Powerful billionaires like Martin Rothblatt, who used to be Martin Rothblatt, are saying these things. The founder of SiriusXM, the founder of What's That in the Middle? Their own religion, by the way, that's Martin in the Middle, stayed married to his wife. That's his biological or her biological or Martin's biological daughter, whatever you want to slice it. But through this religion, TerraSim, we have Bina 48, which is a robotic version of that spouse. Now, we're going to take this further into modern-day transhumanism that just had a breakthrough this week. Another one of these companies that Martin Rothblatt has, and believe me, Rothblatt is very much funding the transgender movement, many of the gender bills, 1,000%, okay? But also has United Therapeutics, which is what? Xenotransplantation. I actually asked Vivek Ramaswamy about this question. He seemed not to know who Martin Rothblatt was when I was trying to make that association. I sure hope he looks into it, because let's take a look at this really quickly. That's a different one we're going to get to. Don't worry. But we've got the first. Where is it? Oh, come on. See, now I'm mad because I had this up here. Is this it right here? Nope, that's not it. You know what? Let's do it live. I thought I had it up there. Not only do they have FDA approval of that xenotransplantation, first pig kidney in human, and now we're going to start to get the real trials. Let's see. There it is right here, 8 days ago, CNN. Pig kidney transplanted in a living person for the first time, xenotransplantation, and, of course, United Therapeutics. I mean, should we play the clip? Do we have to play the clip? I think we're going to move on. I think people get the gist of that one. Okay, but we got a lot more that is important to go over in this transgender to transhuman movement, okay? So bringing this back up, we're going to get into Rothblatt. I'm probably going to cut this clip pretty quickly, but we're going to present right here the jokes about transgenderism. And again, Rothblatt just wins the Billie Jean King Award. This is a conference literally called Transformers. It involves NASA, and we're going to get to NASA in a bit, hopefully. This is only a one-hour program, and I try to fit as much in as possible. Now, this is also about tech censorship. It's like a two-parter. You can go watch on C-SPAN. It's the wildest thing ever. I believe it's Reddit and Twitch. They start talking about narratives and misinformation, disinformation. This is all in 2016. But let's hear from Martine Rothblatt themselves from the kickoff.
But is also the recipient of this year's Billie Jean King Leadership Initiative Award, which is devoted to LGBT issues and puts her in an interesting issue because she has a company, or part of the company is based in North Carolina, which, as you know, right now, she might get arrested for going to the bathroom if the governor had anything to do about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Martine Rothblatt. Martine, one of the basic concepts that you're interested in, it's not just improving life, but it's actually immortality. That we're all going to live forever. And Martine, I might mention, has founded a religion, as one does, known as Terrasim. It's based on transhumanism. And you have the idea that we're not just going to live a long time, but we're all going to live forever. Tell us your concept of immortality and how that actually would work.
Thanks, Neely. It's a great pleasure to be here. The idea is one that has been percolating up from lots of people in the information technology industry for a while. Perhaps Ray Kurzweil, who is a prolific inventor, is best known for the idea that as our abilities in the information processing industry, computer software, storage of more and more of
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cage with the Donnie T the other day. I want to believe he's not totally evil. But at the same time, transhumanism really is two different things. Okay? And on one end, like I said, they want to enslave most of humanity with it, and at the same time get us to euthanize ourselves for these digital doppelgangers that will be conscious, right? Really a replica, an inversion of what we really are. Strip us of our humanity. Make us into an algorithm. But then a lot of these people would like to biologically live forever. And here's Kushner talking about that possibility. Not only that possibility, but he believes it will be in his generation or my generation, if you will.
Friend. And then finally, I think that from the last year, the one thing I've tried to put a priority on since I left the White House was, you know, getting some exercise in. I think that there's a good probability that my generation is, hopefully with the advances in science, either, you know, the first generation to live forever or the last generation that's going to die. And so we need to keep ourselves in pretty good shape, friend.
And so, again, this is a prevailing trend amongst, you can call them the elite. I like to call them the predator class. In Silicon Valley, I just interviewed the authors of Giga Trends, and we had a large discussion about this. Now, when I talk about globalism, World Economic Forum, the UN, they're also defining and building the metaverse. Again, this is all about you handing over your humanity to them in all respects, all regards. And just like when you really lean into this transgenderism, you go against your biological reality and you pursue something very different. That's what the metaverse is. And it wants governance over you. It wants to create economic and societal values over you. All right, these are the next steps of all these social credit scores and 15-minute cities. But all of this is rapidly moving forward together. Okay, together. So I often go to this document, and we're actually going to shift gears a little bit after this from not just transhumanism, but what's going on in big tech surveillance and on that road, and really through traditional means of warfare that are becoming more and more tech-based. This is for Future Strategic Issues and Future Warfare circa 2025 by Dennis Bushnell, the chief scientist of NASA. He was that up until this past summer when he resigned. The day he resigned or left, retired, etc., he actually did a podcast. I would encourage people to listen to that. This document is actually pre-9/11. And as you can see, National Reconnaissance Office, DARPA, CIA, National Research Council, Air Force, Office of Naval Intelligence, FBI. This is a presentation with no pixie dust. In other words, all this is existing. And what does it do? It lays out the next 25 years. We're almost, I mean, guys, we're about 8 months from just about everything in this being kind of an acknowledged reality at some level, right? Remember when you talked about directed evolution? Let me get out of the way. Via that Veritas video? Yeah, they've been talking about directed evolution, cross-species molecular breeding, okay? For a long time, genomic design and repair of humans. And again, you look at when they predicted the bio-nano era for humanity, it was in 2020. And for the first time in 2020, billions of people were injected with hate and lies, aka the bio-nanotech, much of which was printed up by the CureVac Tesla Muskernuts partnership, by the way. And they got that right. Now, they don't know how long until we get to this virtual world I'm talking about, where a bunch of us literally euthanize ourselves on the way here. But brain chips is a huge part of that. And again, if you think Elon's the first to brain chips, here's Bushnell himself in 2018 admitting they have already put 200,000 brain chips in human beings.
Humans are now becoming cyborgs. We have cochlear implants to hear, artificial retinas to see, artificial hearts to live, artificial limbs to move, artificial organs to function, and brain chips. There's a couple hundred thousand people wandering around with brain chips now. It affects congenitally defective brains, and increasingly it affects memory and other things. DARPA's working on brain chips for super soldiers. And people are now working, thanks to Musk and other people, funding on direct machine-brain communications. It's not us versus them, us versus the machines. We're merging. And this is the human evolution of the humans. There is no more natural evolution of anything. People are convinced that the human evolution of everything is 10 million times faster than any natural evolution. And so this is just part of the human evolution.
Of it all. Now think about that. Think about how arrogant that is. He's saying that regular biological natural, in other words, nature, okay, that's over. We've taken charge. And did you get the memo? Did you take charge? Or is it some black program? And believe me, later on, we're going to get into some of those black programs. And it's admission that he is actually part of them. But first, I want to show you, these people do not hide what they are and where we're going. At the end of the day, what do we talk about? Non-biological life, non-carbon-based life. That's what Kurzweil talks about. And here we go. My man talking about the future of humanity, not so much, but what? Best level? Human contaminated machines.
This all ends up with uploading into the machines. And instead of us versus them, humans versus the machines, we become them, or they become us, or you end up with human contaminated machines.
Human contaminated machines. Now, again, we talk about this upload process. It is a false process. And that's why they want you on psychotropic drugs. That's why they want you to buy into these identity politics that don't just allow you to identify as a man or a woman or non-binary, literally zeros and ones, but whatever you like. We're on the cat people already with the Therians, right? That's out there. And I've said it for years. It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek joke. But look, it's coming next. You are going to be a leprechaun riding a unicorn over a rainbow into a pool of gold and magic. It'll be the best thing ever, especially if you decide not only to hook into the metaverse via the virtual reality equipment, but you hardline in there through Neuralink and other technology. That's where they are trying to take us. When we come back, we are going to talk about spy satellite networks, really one of the infrastructures of this metaverse and of this transhumanist movement is total and complete surveillance, not only via the Internet of Things, which we already have, but a virtual skin, if you will, around the planet that also hooks into our biology via the Internet of Bodies. I know it sounds like science fiction, but unfortunately, factually, we are way down the line on this one. I am Jason Burmes. I hope you check out my documentary films for free, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Shade the Motion Picture. They're the big picture films. You want to learn about 9/11, Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Final Cut. And remember, you need to support Alex Jones now more than ever. Get to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the supplements, get the products, get the books, get the information, share the clips. If you can't financially support us, we are truly in an information war, and we'll be back after this with more truth about transhumanism.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life, right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, try X3, get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Back. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. And really, the next segment is really going to illustrate why InfoWars.com is so damn important in the misinformation, disinformation, / post-truth world. Okay? Because Alex and I have a different perspective on Elon Musk. Yet when I come on here, I am never told what I can and cannot talk about. Not once. I get the buzz. Can you do it? Yes, I can. I'm off to the races. And that's why we're going to talk about this. Okay, this was reported on a little under 2 weeks ago now. And essentially, Musk's SpaceX, which was always a military industrial complex company and always about weaponizing space and not taking us to the moon or Mars. I mean, that is imagination land, friends. That is Holly weird garbage. You might as well be on board with Matt Damon. No, they're building the spy satellite networks for U.S. intelligence. Now, you think to yourself right now, why in the world, if he's such a renegade and a problem, would they allow him to do this? Well, I also want to point out that this guy is the numero uno military-industrial complex contractor. Overtook Boeing. Okay, that's with Tesla. That's not even with SpaceX, which are separate companies. And as I stated before in the previous segment, Tesla teamed up with CureVac, made the micro mRNA factories, and printed up the majority of the shots. And at the same time, his wealth rose bigger than Gates, bigger than Buffett, bigger than Zuckerberg, bigger than Brin during that time period. Do you see a pattern? But I want to hone right in on the spy satellite network, because I don't know how your free speech, and you've made a communication system that may be able to tap into not only every traditional communication we have, but as I've illustrated in other videos, and go check it out yourself because I don't have this one queued up. But through artificial intelligence and the invisible wavelengths that surround us via Wi-Fi and others all the time, just with access to that information, they can pinpoint and surveil you inside. Okay? Through the magic invisible waves and decoders. That's just one of the threats. All right? But as I've stated before, this is actually a pretty damn long-term partnership. So let's look at it. This is DARPA's official page, and as you can see, the Blackjack program successfully deploys two Mandrake satellites. All right, check that out. Now, we've been doing more Blackjack stuff into 2023. They've said they've scaled the project back, all right, this summer. But this was always a Musk project. And remember, Starlink's highest concentration, because that's the commercial version of this, is in Ukraine. Okay, that's where they have over 12,000 dishes. And it's not just for communications. It hooks into the next level warfare. Okay, it hooks into the Ghost and Sidewinder drones. That is a fact, Jack. Now, I want to talk about these type of moving spy satellite systems right now. Again, our friend Mr. Bushnell gets asked about them. This is back in 2018. I remember Kash Patel, before Trump was even in office, was on Gutfeld, talking about Musk, talking about Starlink, talking about the fact he's the largest military industrial complex contractor out there. But here we go again. Here, Dennis Bushnell is asked about these different types of satellites as weapon systems. Let's do it.
The second one is the Russians apparently have satellites up there that I'll describe. They're moving in strange ways, and they may not be normal satellites, maybe doing something different. And so what's that all about?
You notice the smile, the smirk?
No comment.
It's all funny.
Come on now. No. Killer satellites? Are they? No? Okay, all right. No. Sorry, Ty.
What he didn't tell you is I'm the NASA rep to the National Intelligence Council, and so I got to be a little careful.
Yeah. He's a national rep to the U.S. Intelligence Council. NASA is ultra militarized, okay? So now we're going to take it to Musk and these systems. Now, in the beginning of this whole poot-poot Russia-Ukraine thing, remember, Musk was calling out Vladimir Putin for a single combat, right? And then the space agency chief from Russia, that again, when you look at space, it hasn't just been militarized by us. It's Russia. It's China. It's really the people that you have a partnership with on the ISS to some level. All right. Remember, we were talking about space nukes was a new thing like 2 or 3 months ago. The State Department put up space nukes. We know they're space nukes. This guy was like, yeah, no, you'd lose in 30 minutes. We've got the space nukes. And this is the back and forth that he's having with these people there. But at the same time, what? Yes, Ukraine changed the game with Starlink. That's what this is. It is a weapon system of the highest order. We have to acknowledge that. And like I said before, the vast majority of this is not new. You can bring up Reagan right here. And cover of Time magazine in 83. Guys, it's 41 blip diddly ippin years ago. 41 years ago. And on top of that, okay, you look at this. SpaceX signs deal to rocket military cargo around the world. So again, SpaceX isn't just delivering those systems. They're delivering actual military cargo on top of the Starlink, of the satellite systems. That's what they do. I mean, Tesla also has the tiny homes, the Optimus robots. And when you get down to it, basically these people are about code words and your standard of living plummeting, all right? And Bushnell's going to tell you right now in this clip, we're going to bring that one up next, about these code words that they use. And I mean, they're pretty unapologetic about it. They're telling you that sustainability, which is the new mantra, is about you as a human being, your standard of living plummeting, really on the way to population control that nobody signed off on. Okay, and a Malthusian view of the world. But again, don't take my word for it. Let's go to the chief scientist in NASA all the way back in 2011 predicting the sustainability craze.
Plus the ongoing biorevolutions, genomics and synthetic biology, that proffers a very real possibility of designer life forms, including humanoids, capable of thriving in whatever mess we make of the planet. In terms of employment, just as an example, we are in a jobless economic recovery. There's about 7 million jobs missing. Some of them were globalized and offshore, about a third. The rest of them are gone. The code word is productivity improvement, which is a code word for ever better automation and robotization.
So I got my code words wrong. There's another segment with sustainability, but you notice productivity improvement. What is it telling you? It's telling you what? Automation and robotization. All right. And a lot of that has to do not only with Tesla, but every one of these tech companies. They're all getting you ready for it. And a UBI is behind that as well. Productivity improvement is the code word.
The machines are taking the jobs, and the humans increasingly can't compete. We're also becoming cyborgs. Okay? We have cochlear implants, artificial retinas, artificial hearts, direct brain to prosthetic limb communication, brain chips. We put brain chips into about 10,000 people. It affects congenitally defective brains. DARPA is working on brain chips or super soldiers. 15, 20 years out, if you don't have the latest chip in, you can't compete, particularly with the machines.
So right there, this is the 2010, 10,000 jumps to 200,000 from, you know, that 7-year period. I mean, and everybody thinks it's funny, but it's the real deal. Let them finish.
So we are merging with the machines.
We are merging with the machines. Again, I want to stay human. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show coming up. I am Jason Burmes. Check out the documentary films. Check me out over at patriot.tv and tntradio.live. And please go to infowarsstore.com right now. Get the supplements. Get the books. Support Alex Jones. Support independent media. Support free speech. Because, folks, if we don't do it now, it's not going to be here around the corner. And InfoWars has truly been at the tip of the spear.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Segment of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. In this fourth hour, we've covered a lot. We've covered from transhumanism into transgenderism, and we've also related that to this Malthusian sustainability idea. Now, I did find the proper clip. Remember, there's a lot of code words out there, but here it is. This is Dennis Bushnell. Again, remember at the beginning of the last clip, he talked about genetically modifying our species to adapt of whatever we make on the planet. However, in this one, he tells you about sustainability and it being a code word for population control. Okay, you understand? Population control, we don't decide on, we don't vote in, we don't necessarily know how is implemented. So let's hit the clip.
The code word is sustainability. The crashing of the ecosystem is due to population growth and the way we're now living, our standard of living. The estimates vary between 30 and 50% of a planet that we're currently short to sustain the standard of living and the current population, much less the population growth. As the Asians and their billions come up as they are at 9 to 11% growth rate to Western standards of living, we're going to be short three more planets, and they're not readily available. This will result in peak everything. This will result in standards of living plunging. So this is Malthus 101. These innate ecosystem restrictions and shortfalls will necessarily shift world econometrics from a growth mantra to one of sustainability, with possible population control instigated along the way that changes everything.
Possible population control instigated along the way that changes everything. And the people are laughing and guffawing their teeth, telling you, in 2011, your standard of living is going to plummet as China and their billions come up, which they have, and they may instigate population control along the way that changes everything. Wait, fertility rates at an all-time global low? No. These are good people. They love us. So I want to move into more of this, again, as he talks about a move towards human-contaminated machines. Talk about anti-human all the way. Sorry, I am Team Humanity. I do believe in us as a species. I'd like this technology to empower us, not enslave us, all right? Or engulf us so much that people really believe they should euthanize themselves for their digital twin or their cyber consciousness. However, along that way, they got to take us places. Now, this is these are four slides that I created from a World Economic Forum presentation. I think it's 2019, 2018. We're going to play the intro of that in a moment. All right, but I want people to take a really good look here. They talk about that collective swarm intelligence, and that's why they want to hardline this. Now, at the same time, the deep brain stimulation that they're talking about is through devices. See that device that is drawn around the neck to harness waves? Then underneath me, let me get out of the way here. This is technology that's been used for a very long time, and not just militarily, but the military applications that we know about of somebody, say, wearing one of those headsets, okay? That right there, they control drone swarms. So it's a type of swarm intelligence, smaller drone swarms. Now, you can use that technology, and I'd like people to realize this, that we already have non-invasive brain-computer interfaces right there. They don't want to sell you on that or those type of devices. They want you hard-lined in. And on the road to that, they want to give you the smart trucks. Now, Abilify, which we've covered on this program, which is your antidepressant for when your antidepressants don't work. Okay, you take more of them. That is now a smart drug, all right? And they literally have bio-nanotech in there to ensure you take it. Compliance. We need compliance. This should frighten just about everybody out there. But it should also frighten you that there is a certain sect of predator-class minions that are enthusiastically trying to push us in
We're
that
gonna start
direction.
The when humans become cyborg session. You know, I always want to be a cyborg. I'm waiting for the day to become one. I won't.
Can't wait for the day that she becomes a cyborg. Now, here's some of that collective swarm intelligence I was telling you about.
Be able to say much about this today, but this is a project that I'm really excited about. It's a partnership that we're developing with Airbus to think about collective swarm intelligence. And this is about flying brains, so trying to bioengineer the brain capabilities, for example, of insects. You know, why don't they smack into each other when they fly? How do they know which direction to take? And the interesting ethical, so I'm an ethicist, I should say, and long ago trained in neuroscience, but one of the interesting things about this technology is that it's an emergent intelligence. So it arguably is not a fully autonomous intelligence system. So if you think about this technology one day being a million tiny insect-type drones that we release for surveillance, you know, whether it's military surveillance or crop surveillance, what have you.
Whether it's military or crop surveillance. Again, food supply, and of course the military aspects. But there's one more aspect. There is that true spiritual aspect that many people, in my opinion, have not truly understood. And right now, AGIs are coming into fruition. It's not just deep fakes, but it is beyond what these chatbots are into maybe a nightmare style her scenario. And remember, the first person to really introduce us to this idea was the quote-unquote Google whistleblower, essentially saying that the AGI he was working with was already conscious. Now, again, I don't think these things are ever going to be conscious. I think they, although maybe a reflection of us and who they are programmed by, it is a trick. So when we talk about the spirituality of this thing, I think that we should also realize that that whistleblower, all right, maybe not the best or benevolent of intentions, he's also into Crowley magic. Can't make this stuff up, so we're going to hit the clip.
While in prison, I had plenty of time for spiritual reflection and studies. Actually got more deeply into formal mysticism. A good friend of mine to this day, who I met in prison, is a Thelemite. And he introduced me to the works of Crowley and Kabbalism, and that added a little bit more structure and formality to the kind of more chaos magic style stuff that I've been doing up until that point. While in prison...
Oh! A little more form to the chaos magic. These are the people that are working on artificial intelligence. People that dabble and practice in the occult. People that think they can biologically live forever, which is a quest that many a person throughout the history of humanity has seeking. All right, they have sought that out. Whether it be the tree of life or the fountain of youth, this is the generation that it is believed that a certain class of people are going to achieve that and on the backs of the rest of us. Well, again, they take charge of evolution in their own words. Well, that's not what I want to do. I want humanity to flourish together. I don't believe that we don't have enough resources. I don't believe that we're overpopulated. I believe that technology has been hidden from us, occult style. Okay, restricted from the general populace, because if it was unleashed on us, it would empower all of us. And this slavery we're under from a predator class that took over long ago and has continued to consolidate power would ultimately end. Folks, I am Jason Burmes. This has been the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Again, I hope you check out all of my stuff. I am live daily on two different networks, Patriot.tv, TNTRadio.live. All the documentary films are free. Once again, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, Shade the Motion Picture, Fabled Enemies, Loose Change Final Cut. Go check them out, share them, watch them, and remember, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a copy of The Great Reset and The Great Awakening. Why? So we can all become the great resistance against this false narrative and false reality together. Support Alex Jones at InfoWarsStore.com. I love you guys. It's not about left or right. Always about right and wrong. See you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
There is nothing more frustrating to me
whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, then to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.